Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Customers who've purchased tickets for this weekend's 2018 Love Jam concert are being regrettably informed that the show is going on without its headliner, as Ticketmaster confirms R. Kelly has been dropped from the bill. You see, the women of color contingent of the Time's Up movement are not playing, y'all. They are going after any promoter selling R. Kelly in any form. Now, Kelly has responded by saying, quote, "First of all, I want to apologize to my fans in Chicago and basically all around the world. Wherever you know I'm performing and they cancel me, I don't know why they canceled the show, you know, because of all these rumors, I guess." Well, yeah, it is because of the rumors. And you know what? Kelly pledged to return to the stage for the May 11th date in Greensboro. However, it is reported that the University of Illinois decided to move on without Kelly, thanks to the hashtag Mute R. Kelly petition that has been gaining steam and now has close to 70,000 signatures. Well, the women of color have announced they are putting their resources behind the campaign to ensure that Kelly is dealt the justice he deserves. And as I said before, we've not heard the end of this one. And in other music news, Beyonce is bringing her Destiny's Child bandmates Michelle Williams and Kelly Rowland to a spate of dates in her upcoming On the Run tour with husband Jay-Z. Now, you know this decision was made after the girls just killed it at Coachella Music Festival, and Beyonce just worked so hard to make sure that her Coachella performance was everything that everybody wanted it to be. You know what? She is really good at marketing, and she knows a good thing when she sees it, because everybody wants a Destiny's Child reunion. Looks like we're gonna get it. And Microsoft founder Bill Gates has declined an offer to serve as Donald Trump's science advisor, telling the president the role was just not a good use of his time. In a new interview, Gates disclosed that Trump offered him the long-vacant White House science advisor position during a conversation in the Oval Office last month. Gates does say he doesn't even know if the president was serious. What we do know is Trump has taken longer than any other modern president to fill that science advisor position, which has remained vacant since the departure of John Holdren, who left at the end of the Obama administration. So, you know, we all know Trump doesn't care about science anyway. Why are we surprised? And on one good note, I'd like to congratulate my friend Denzel Washington. He just received a Tony nomination today for his performance in The Iceman Cometh. Congratulations, Denzel. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.